When I was probably 11 or 12 or something in that category, I would have odd jobs. You did whatever you could to make money. I would mostly sell pop bottles. This is when you could return pop bottles or whatever. And then necessarily cut grass or mow the lawns or things like that. But pop bottles, we could collect those. But anyway, the basis of the story is I had money in my pocket and I could afford to go spend a little bit on getting a hamburger, you know. And so there's this cafe, little restaurant. With money in my pocket, I knew I had enough to pay for it. I went to the counter in front. It was outside. That when I went up to the window and I ordered, and there was a young girl. I mean, she probably had no idea, you know, the significance of this, but it was the rule. She says, "Well, I can't serve you here. You know, you have to go around back." My response was, I've got the money to pay for it. I'm not asking for a discount. I mean, my money is as good as anyone else's money. And if I got the money, then I have no fear, you know, because, hey, I'm going to pay for this. And so she says, "Well, I can't serve you here. You have to go around back." I did not go around back. I did not spend my money at that establishment. I kept the money in my pocket, and I went on to downtown, which is where I was heading, and go to a segregated movie. But what that established in me was is that as long as I had my own resources, I could demand whatever my rights were, and I wasn't asking anybody for any favors or anything that I thought that I couldn't afford. And so that was a kind of a basis of my whole character.